Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is back with us to continue our conversation about a healthy biome. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we started to talk about a healthy gut and how to tell if it is healthy. So this week I want to continue that conversation. I wanted to focus on four key areas. So naturopathically, you know, I do spend a lot of time asking people about digestion, their diet, and I also ask patients about their bowel movements. I know it's not a great topic always to talk about, but naturopaths always like to find out about whether you're having the perfect poop. So the kind of things we ask about are things like texture, shape, and buoyancy. So the texture is if it's smooth, hard, or lumpy. The shape, is it sausage shape, which is ideal. Buoyancy, if it sinks, if it floats. All these kinds of things tell us the quality of the stool, and then it gives us an idea in terms of what's happening in terms of digestion. I always ask the patient if there's any straining, if there's gas. All these kinds of things are important, and certainly if there are changes over a short period of time or over several months, it's important to sort of to look into those kinds of things. It could be signs of some changes in the colon, for example. So the second thing is gas. A lot of patients will come in complaining about gas, and some gas is inevitable after a meal and with some foods like beans and raw veggies, but really excess gas can indicate there's something amiss in your gut. So really we want to focus on to reduce the amount of gas that you're maybe producing. Some key points are to chew the food slowly and thoroughly. I often will have patients keep a food diary to help identify triggers. So if you're having gas, you know, after dinner, for example, just write down over the course of a week and see what's contributing to that gas. Sometimes I'll recommend to take a short walk, certainly after a large meal. It helps with stimulating digestion. And sometimes I'll actually include or prescribe probiotics for some individuals to help with digestion. Another key thing that we look at is energy. For example, do you feel rested when you wake up? And the answer is really a good indicator of the gut health, because when we're rested, the energy we get from food is important. If we're not digesting our food very well, then sometimes we might feel more fatigued, more tired, for example, during the day. And memory, food, and focus, those are key things that we focus on. For example, growing research actually points to the impact of gut bacteria on our moods. And really up to 90% of our body's serotonin, that's that feel-good hormone, is actually produced in the gut. So the neurochemicals in the gut can impact our ability to learn new information and retain it. So, you know, if you're having difficulty with memory, concentration, feeling fatigued, it could be the gut health that's being impacted. So certainly, people can give me a call and get some more information about gut health and ways to treat it. And they can do that by calling me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation, a conversation with Dr. Betty. You can learn how to deal with your gut naturally. And if you're interested in talking about your health and just dealing with it naturally, take down the number 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.